This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yo, that's more up the Curtis catalog. Drops of Jupiter. Good rejoin, Mitch. Curtis was
yaks like summer
I love
and
Jupiter.
Walks like rain.
You also love Pablo Torre.
Oh, and my dad flew to Jupiter. Is right now in the air on his way to Jupiter, Florida. First flight since all the since the quadruple bypass. Had a successful EKG.
Nice. Congrats, Mr. Curtis. Did he have the song played for him on the plane when he arrived?
He does. Yep. He's flying. So he's like, I can't play golf. I can't go in the pool, but Maria wants to go.
He bet a hefty sum on Greg to win the match, though. That was the nice...
That's actually how they're flying on the winnings. So
also, the Numbnuts Invitational coming up in July. We're not so far away from that.
No. And by the way, if you're interested in a getaway that's not too expensive, going to Palm Beach... In the summer, it's hot. Yep.
Oh, brutal.
To me, you go down there, you get round trip per person, it's under $300 because nobody's flying.
Yeah, you're going to the depths of hell. You're going to Florida in the summer.
Everything's air conditioned. You have a pool on the beach.
Why do I want to go inside?
Well, it's going to be 88 with 100% humidity at some point here.
Now, Boston's ready to cook. I mean, we're ready to turn the corner.
Just telling
this
you,
is the place to be in the summer.
A good getaway. All the restaurants are great and they're not crazy. In the summer, it's off season. Mm. Great time to go.
You can have it. But give me Pablo Torre. What's the latest Belichick intel? Is there some?
Belichick
has been dominating the media coverage. I mean, this is sneaky genius by Bill. He has stayed atop the news wire for an entire month, basically. I mean, he has owned it.
Yeah.
The guy is as relevant as ever.
Yeah. I think the guy was just legitimately, as he was on the steps of the Winthrop Airbnb, an emperor with no clothes.
How many Airbnbs are available in Winthrop?
With is leaving 5-star reviews on public places? And then she's tweeting last night about, what do you think, Airbnb, about people sharing reviews publicly? Nimrod, you posted it on a public forum. This isn't like going through your diary.
What was her review of the... establishment.
But that picture that went viral was not in the down the Cape. We all thought, P-Town maybe. It was in Winthrop at 6 a.m. the morning of OTAs.
OTAs aren't as important as they used to be. You can't even hit.
I'm sure Robert Kraft is happy with the decisions he's made in his life. He's been successful beyond any measure.
What about a roadshow to Winthrop?
I love Winthrop. Vuolo's, one of the great, great spot. Take D. Spectacular Italian food.
I've actually never been there. That is
Vuolo's. Excellent.
Okay. That's near Nahant, right? You got to go around the horn.
From south, you just go into the Ted Williams and you're there. Boom.
Okay.
But this chapter, which is not going to end because of one man, Pablo Torre, who I love. If Robert Kraft had just fired this guy and didn't do any of the other nonsense, he would be viewed as a brilliant, brilliant man. Bill Belichick is nowhere near what he would have you believe he is. No days off. You're with a 20-year-old in Winthrop getting in your car, fiddling around shirtless at 6 in the morning in Winthrop? What a complete and total fraud. God, is he a fraud. I hate how much money Tom Brady made that man. Of all the people, we would mock Charlie Weiss or Eric Mangini or Josh McDaniels, the Mount Rushmore of people that Brady made multi-millionaires out of. The guy that is the leader in the clubhouse without a close second is Bill Belichick.
But he is going to coach now. I guess I flopped on that. I thought the buyout thing, Pro Football Talk, had me believing they were going to get him out of there, but if Carolina would have to buy him out for $30 million, which they're not going to do, correct?
Right.
If Bill wants to leave, he can do so for $1 million, give $1 million back, and get out of there.
But
he's loving this.
Do you know what the Bill Rumswabs are going to say if and when he gets fired? oh, brilliant. He got $30 million. He never wanted to coach there. He used them. They're stupid.
Yeah, well, Lombardi will have, yeah, he'll have that narrative ready to go.
Well, Greg will have that. I mean, but in general...
But he'll coach this year. He actually, it's now, there's 54th nothing...
54th best coach in college football per CBS.
But he's actually hit a rock bottom of public relations now where like nothing worse could come out. Like, he's fine with
really?
It.
You think nothing worse could come out?
Well, there's always something worse, but well, I mean, for the most part.
I mean, what if there are cameras inside that Winthrop estate?
Oh, don't go there. God, it's well, Saturday morning. People are waking. What are you saying? There's going to be like a Bill
well,
Sexton?
Well, who the hell knows? We've seen him shirtless in the Jesus. Middle of the street at 6 a.m. on the morning of OTAs. I don't know. There is not a bottom yet.
Jesus. I mean, you're trying to put Danny the bat signal out for Danny.
No, I'm telling you very simply. It's okay. The guy that you loved is not at all what you thought he was. Never about selflessness. He is selfish. Well, he demanded others subjugate their egos to take less money. At the same time, he demanded to be the highest paid employee in the New England Patriots.
That's fine. He's the coach. They're the employee. Like, you know,
he ran a guy out of town, wouldn't give him $50 million because he could win with any top 15 quarterback. What a complete and total fraud.
Here's what I would like to have. Here's what I want to like poke Belichick fans. I actually want to.
No days off, except when it's 6 in the morning in Winthrop.
He's a good coach. He's still going back. It was a big part of the dynasties, okay? But I do want to know, if you're a Belichick fan, has this surprised you? Even for like the most staunchest of Belichick people, like, or do you marvel at what it's become?
What a pathetic man. What a pathetic.
I'll see, that's taking it too far.
It is not.
He's
allowing
strange...
this person to still run his life. She was there with the Pivot podcast, Channing Crowder saying that she was a huge part of the interview. What? After the CBS debacle, like, does he have anybody that can intervene?
Maybe he's seen something in her that, you know.
You think she's doing a good job?
I think she's had some missteps, but.
How is his public perception today versus before they met?
You know, like when Gronk came in, he was still raw and you needed to develop him.
Could you imagine your Gronk? And this guy's telling you to stop the end zone dance while he's porking this chick.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, give me a break.
Tone it down. It's Saturday morning.
What a fraud.
We're being broadcast on the street.
I don't get the opportunity to perfectly state this without being screamed down by the sycophants of Bill that I work with. So I just want the world to hear. It's okay. You know, I thought George Bush was something, and in hindsight, he was a really bad president. It was my fault. Did you watch the Bin Laden thing on a Netflix?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it's so good.
It. I'll get to it.
What the amount of mistakes that guy made and the opportunity we had to capture Bin Laden right after in Tora Bora. Anyway, so it's okay. I've been wrong.
508 texter, remember when we got on Rex Ryan for the foot fetish? This is much worse.
Oh, yeah, right. Rex Ryan didn't care about winning. You know, Bill's walking around with his boobs flopping around at 6 a.m. in Winthrop the day of OTAs.
Are you surprised that the Belichick stuff has devolved into this? 617-779-7937. Let's go to Portland, Maine. Greg's adopted home continent, and talk to Jamie. Hello, Jamie.
Oh, hey, guys. Hey, just a quick mention, because the law of unintended consequences, right? So, my wife caught the news of this, and she doesn't care about sports and stuff. And I actually, the other day, just got the unintended consequences. You talked about the social media stuff before and things rolling up on people. And, you know, Bill maybe thinks in his mind he can handle anything. I get a text from my wife the other day about Jordan and this whole thing. She got interested a little bit. She's not that interested. But, you know this broader thing that's unfolding right now, you know, just be a little careful, Bill, about where this is going, because, you bring everybody in, you know.
Right.
And that's the people that aren't interested in football. Holy smoke. And so my one smart aleck comment is that if it was a multiple choice test and there were 100 choices, I would have been wrong 99 times about what Bill might have done after, getting done as coach. So anyway, I'll leave it there.
All right, Jamie. Thank you. Yeah, in this case, it wasn't even when he was done coaching. This was going on, obviously, with an overlap with the Patriots and what was going on.
She was here in the end zone motel wearing red pants on game day. And I heard this from a buddy of the show who we've met as part of some road shows, won't say where or when, who said that there were issues with his family and her at Gillette Stadium before he left to go, you know, before he was fired.
Is he going to be on Nantucket she was on, this summer?
She was on emails within the Patriots,
yeah.
just like this. I mean, it is how you can have, like, a guy that, for as a football coach, for the vast majority of my adult life, I didn't question him once. Like, fourth and two against the Colts, I was like, they had the first down. That was a BS spot in Indy. Like, they needed that. Like, I defended everything. The snap by Lonnie Paxton off the upright against the Broncos on Monday Night Football. Intentional safety. You win the game with the pass to David Givens. I was like, holy cow, he's Jesus Christ with a headset. And to sit back now, and I don't know when it happened. I don't think it was the whole time, but winning took a back seat to everything else.
Well, the book sales have to be pretty good. I mean, this is good push for the book, The Art of Winning, which I'm sure you purchased a copy. Ready to dive through?
I actually did, in case we run out of toilet paper.
Okay. All right, 617-779-7937. Are you surprised at the state of Bill?
How is she still employed in this role? How?
She's not really. She's not.
She was just at the Pivot podcast. Channing Crowder's like, I don't know what's going on with this girl.
It's going to be a great year, though. If he stays and coaches, awesome. Can't wait for the UNC season. Every week is going to be beautiful. And that caller's right. It's now pulled in everybody. People who don't care about football now care about the Bills story, so there's an appeal there. Maybe it's good for North Carolina. I don't know. It's gotten to the point where it's such a talker. It's good for the brand. Like, people are invested in North Carolina football like never before.
But so my question is this. The Strahan interview on Good Morning America was before the Pivot podcast.
Yeah.
And it was made clear, it almost seemed to me that Bill told Strahan, you can make it clear that she's not here.
Right,
because of the debacle with CBS. Because Strahan, I think, mentioned it at least twice.
He tried.
So she wasn't there, but then she's at the Pivot. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't make sense to me.
You just keep guessing. Thoughtfully non-rhythmic. That's what I appreciate about
yeah,
Bill.
It's amazing to me. It's the most shocking story since Aaron Hernandez killed the guy.
That guy you talked to all those Mondays. The mornings with Bill.
Boy.
Who knows? Who knew what was going on?
Why didn't more people go after him like I did? He's just a guy. He butchered the end here. He was a great coach, did well, but he butchered it. He had Cam Newton replace Tom Brady.
Yeah, Cam did all right. Did better than some of the other options they had. Now, quick update on Bregman. You ready for the Alex Bregman update?
Yeah, not good.
He was in the clubhouse this morning, but he is leaving now to get an MRI on the quad. He'll know more later. Don't know if that's a bad sign necessarily, but it doesn't seem like a good sign to me that more testing needs to be done. So
I would say shocking if he is not on a IL.
Not good, but it will create a window for Marcelo Meyer, wouldn't you think? Maybe as soon as tomorrow.
He had a dong yesterday.
Maybe as soon as tonight.
Yeah.
You might have Marcelo Meyer coming up here, and I don't know if he would play third or whether they would put him at second to put Campbell at third, because Cora said Campbell could play over there, so... You might have some young guns coming up here for the Sox here in short order. But more with the news, our man Mitch Sabat.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tell Ian what's trending now. There you go. Concert of the year so far was AC/DC. Although, Shakira coming up at Fenway here, Curtis. Won't be long.
How many 311 complaints do you have?
Yeah, that's Super Bowl halftime show.
By the way, I thought it was beneath EEI. I saw you driving in a Qatar-given van to our road show.
Hey, I'm going to accept gifts. If they're presented to me, I'm taking them. But we are at our Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio, ready for a doubleheader today. Brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and F-Series, America's best-selling truck for 48 years, the official truck of the Red Sox. It is the Ken and Curtis Show. Ken Laird here, my buddy Chris Curtis over there.
Best and worst of the week so far. Best has to be the Knicks just pooping their pants.
Yep.
Phenomenal.
And all the stars were out last night, too. Great. I mean, it was
loser
like,
central. You couldn't pay me to live in New York City. I would rather be kicked in the nuts. Just
New York or LA, if you had
the other thing with, like, people from New York have this outsized view of themselves because they're from the big city.
Right.
It's like, who gives a crap? Worst of the week has to be Well, Bill, but for me, that's the best.
Shime?
Shime, worst of the week.
Yeah.
Not a close second.
But it was must have been embarrassing to have a caddy for him.
It was, well, I mean, I was, when Greg lost, when won that fast, I was like, this is amazing. I could go home, have lunch before James. But no, it was, because if we're just going by swing, Shime looks like he could be good, but just awful. Like, I mean, chucking the club was not a nice gesture, and Greg just is quiet until the end, and then those two shows after were...
Well, he's been humbled. He'll be back. He'll be back at 11 a.m. this morning.
Well, you said he had four slices, and he had a whole pie.
I mean, I didn't actually count every slice, but I think it was over four. I mean, my guesstimate there.
The thing about it's a real... This isn't specifically about Shime, although it will come across that way. The people that say they're better than they are at golf, it's the adult version of hiding your report card. Like, eventually they're going to see your grades, and you can get it over with now or wait.
Maybe he was just caught in a lie and tried to keep it going.
No, but he said he was going to shoot a 41. I've never shot a 41 on 9. I played as a kid. Like,
especially on a nice course like that.
We've gone golfing. We're not great. I would never say that we're great.
You are pretty good, though. You're not bad.
But, like, I'm not good. I am no way good. And I would never enter a contest, especially a contest where there are actual rules in place to benefit you if you say you're worse. My dad doesn't get mad at people who say they're good. He takes their money.
Yeah.
He gets mad at partners who say they have a better handicap than they do, and then they end up giving strokes for no reason.
Back to the Sox real quick in this lineup and the Bregman situation. Your cleanup hitter today is Narvaez.
A catching sensation.
I actually put him on the poll question yesterday. Who would you like to see take hold of the Sox cleanup spot and run with it?
Best catchers in my lifetime, Narvaez, Mirabelli, Veritek.
Hey, he's coming on. He's going to be a Rookie of the Year candidate. But Narvaez was one option. The other two were Roman Anthony, Willier Abreu, or other. Most votes go to Roman Anthony, but they don't have a cleanup hitter. Or would you like to see Devers drop down in the order?
Oh, you can't do that. Don't want him to have a fit.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's doing well in the two holes, so I guess keep him.
I got to tell you, the Red Sox entered this year. They had that home opener. We were here. It was this raucous day. Trevor Story, remember him?
Mm-hmm.
Hit the home run, back-to-back jacks.
Mm-hmm.
It was this gorgeous day in April. And here we are, and they are...
They're 500. They're not irrelevant.
They're not very likable. They're not a team that feels like you should get behind.
You're just saying that because the weather hasn't been good. Once you get to Fenway and the weather turns and it's one of those perfect days, like Monday, they'll be on the road Monday. Sunday, tomorrow might be good. Tomorrow might be the first peak at it.
Tomorrow, then it's like you're going to be like 60 degrees.
That's good.
What?
It's not great. It's good. May has let me down. I've been depressed. But anyway, they're in second place. They're five out. They're not in bad shape. They just need to start cooking. So I think it could happen, although the Bregman situation is a little scary. But if it forces them to get Marcelo Meyer up here, that's a win. And then maybe he gets up and he sticks and Bregman comes back and you really start to cruise. That would be the hope. But otherwise, we have Danny and Quincy on the line, no surprise, because you poked his buddy Bill. So are you prepared for Danny?
I am.
And his rebuttal on the week. And we ask for him and we get him, our buddy Danny from Quincy. Good morning, Danny.
It's not even why I called, believe it or not.
I do, because you don't want to talk about it. I wouldn't
no,
if I were
Curtis,
you.
No, Curtis, look at... Okay. You want to conflate what's going on in his life right now with what happened...
Well, it was going on here,
success.
Bear Bubaloo. That video that was released was when he was head coach of the New England Patriots.
I judge his legacy by what he did for the Patriots. In
yep.
the, in that
he
20
ruined
success,
it, ended
right?
it, ended it prematurely because he was doing something else prematurely.
People change, Curtis. Sometimes for the better, sometimes for the worse. You can't.
No days off. No days off.
All of that applied when he was at the top of his game. All of it.
When he had a number 12.
When he was at the top of his game. All of it. You can't take. You're going to take away all the success he had. You even agreed with the 4th-and-2.
Are you
even
crying?
Agree with it? It's the first time I ever heard you. You admitted that was the right call. They got a bad spot. It was
right.
It was the right
we'll
decision.
We'll ask Damon Amendola. I told him at the time in real time on the competing radio station.
So I can't even take. There's so many good things he did for the Patriots. What he's doing now?
Yeah,
has
he's just a
gigantic
fraud. It's not now. Once again, the video that we were discussing was when he was head coach of the New England Patriots.
Curtis,
at 6 a.m.
in winter. You're not the same person you were 10 years ago.
Right. Let's focus.
All right. So you change for the better.
Well, I always want to do what I'm saying, my approach to radio hasn't changed. I try to do the best I can.
What
I'm
about
just not
your
bummed.
Life? What about your life?
Well, what about my life?
You're talking about how you recovered from addiction. You turned your life around. You went good. Maybe he went to the dark side. I mean, it doesn't take away from what he did for the Patriots.
Oh, it sure does.
Belichick.
It definitely does.
No, it doesn't.
I judge
right.
his legacy by right. what he did for the Patriots. 6 Super Bowls, 9
right.
appearances.
One playoff win without
four,
Tom Brady in his entire career. 10 games under 500 as a coach without him.
Okay. The three out, and I want to get to you said the 86 Celtics weren't as good as this Celtics team. That's another one I heard this morning. You got to be kidding me.
Yep,
that's a whopper.
The 86 team would have kicked the Celtics' ass. This True. Celtics team was soft. They are the NBA version of
Are you talking about Bill outside the Winthrop Airbnb
team.
Or what? No. Back soft?
No. They're the NBA version of a dome team. They suck against adversity. They're not tough at all. That's why they lost.
Would you change the coach, Danny?
Cover all bases. And as far, you still there?
Yeah. Would you change the coach, Mazzulla?
What's that?
Would you get rid of Mazzulla?
I'm just talking. Look at and I'll go back. I'll make another comparison.
He just asked you a question. He just asked you a question, Danny. Danny, he just asked you a question. Can you answer it?
Go ahead. Ask me again, Ken. I didn't hear it. I was on a rant. Sorry.
Would you make a coaching change? Is Mazzulla the problem? I agree. They were soft. It was embarrassing. The Celtics blew it.
Mazzulla, yeah, I would. His stubbornness. Was it 2 years ago?
Danny hates stubborn coaches.
His stubbornness. You asked me a question.
Thank
He's
you.
A terrible coach. This guy's philosophy of keep doing the same thing and hope for a different outcome.
Well, I'll tell you, Bill wasn't always doing the same thing. You got me there.
Yeah, keep shooting threes. One dimensional. He criticized the Celtics, I think it was 1 or 2 years ago, because they took too many twos in a game and they won the game. And that was in a playoff game. This guy's in shock. You got me off on a different subject.
I like that.
Okay? But I will say this. Go back to the analogy. 86 Celtics would have kicked this Celtics' ass. Okay? And the other thing is, the 03, just like the 03/04 Patriots, would have kicked the 07 team's ass, Curtis.
Ooh,
okay?
Really?
And that was Bill Belichick, Romeo Crennel, Charlie Weiss, and Tom Brady, a developing Tom Brady. He wasn't the same Tom Brady then as he was near the end of his career. So Belichick was the key to it all.
Can you tell me? I just have one
right
question,
now.
Danny. You've had Danny,
person.
Danny.
I leave
Danny,
that up to
Danny.
The guy who died on
hey.
The cross 2,000 years
okay.
ago.
Hey, Danny.
All right,
Danny,
you.
Wait. Don't. God, I hate when you do that.
That ran his course. Go ahead. Speak. Rebut.
No, it was a question. It doesn't matter. It's just. Go ahead.
He was on for 4.5 minutes.
Right. I'm trying to ask him a question, and you hang up on him.
Okay. Danny, call back.
No,
what was the question?
I don't even remember anymore. I am.
He was talking about the Patriots. The early Patriots were better than the mid Patriots. The Belichick pre-developed
right.
Brady
it's
Patriots.
It's just a simple question. If Bill made Tom, why did he stop with one?
Yeah. I mean, he lost
he was
his
a
magic.
Coach. He was a coach in the NFL.
I mean, he had him for 20 years.
He was a coach in the NFL for a decade before, for a total of a decade, outside of the time he had Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
The closest thing was your guy, Jimmy G, who was like a piece of glass. So
he should have won one.
You cannot tell me you create someone when you've never created anything else like it.
But when your creation lasts 20 years of your career, it's not fair to judge him on the last
well,
four, which clearly went off the map.
In 2014, he thought he was done.
In 2014, who thought he was done?
Bill Belichick.
Bill thought he was done?
Yeah, age and contract situation.
Oh, he thought Brady was done.
Correct.
Yes, he thought he was declining.
Right.
And he got Jimmy ready. And he wasn't wrong about that.
If not for Robert Kraft, a guy that Bill Belichick hates, and if Robert didn't force him to extend Brady then Bill Belichick would be an even bigger laughingstock right now.
So we started the show talking about Shaughnessy and Loserville and Celtics are on the spiral. He kind of left the Patriots out of that. But they are favored for 11 wins this year. I mean, in 11 games, they're favored. They had a pretty good offseason. I heard Ninky talking about it yesterday, and Ninkovich is a Mayo guy through and through, but even he admits this could work. I mean, they spent a lot of money on players, and I'm sure he believes they should have done this for Gerard, his guy, who had no chance to win.
That's the story that's out there. I asked Nink about it. I mean, whether it's Gasper or Volin or Tom Curran, Phil Perry, whoever, they need to sit down and talk to Gerard Mayo. I know he signed, I'm sure he signed an NDA and, you know, in order to get that money, just like not Patriot specific, but if you agree to leave a company and be paid out, then you also agree not to badmouth the company. So,
but we know what those answers are. Of course, Gerard Mayo feels like they did gave him no chance, but that's true.
Wouldn't it be great to hear from him?
It would, and wouldn't everybody agree? I mean, even if you think Mayo should have been fired, and most people do, he had missteps. Nobody believes he had a chance to win.
Robert Kraft absolutely screwed over Gerard Mayo from the
on purpose though. Like, it was it calculated going in? Like,
no, all of. It's really hard for someone who has achieved the amount of success as Robert Kraft has to accept that you're not as important as you thought, that it wasn't some palpable Patriot Way aura that was floating around Gillette Stadium mm-hmm. that led to the championships. It was having the greatest player of all time at the most important position, and that player willfully taking less and subjugating his ego so that everybody fell in line. That, I will not dispute that Bill Belichick created a great foundation. And what Tom was, is if you want to go to the religious analogy, Bill was God, Tom was Jesus, mm-hmm. in that he's the disciple spreading the word of the God. Mm-hmm. And that way, people fall in line. When you remove that...
Was Kraft the universe?
No, Big Bang.
Okay. I like it. It all comes together.
Yeah.
To rebut that, Charlie in Boston on the phone lines. Good morning, Charlie.
Hey, great show, guys. Love your show.
Thank you.
But yeah, I mean, like, you can't blame Belichick for not being able to recreate Tom Brady. Like, there's only, like, he had the...
It was, why?
Brady was the perfect ingredient. He had the perfect ingredients. He was an absolute psychopath. We know he's a psychopath. He absolutely loves the game more than anything, more than his wife. Like, to find another Brady is extremely...
You want to talk about Bill Belichick loving something more than his wife?
Yeah. Gross. But...
Well,
yeah,
I mean, you just used that as like a gratuitous shot at Brady. I mean, I just figure you could.
I don't think it was a shot at Brady. He's pointing out that he was so obsessed, Brady, with that.
I think he loved his wife. I think he loved football. I think that Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, I always thought they loved football and winning. They were both obsessed with it. Only one was, in hindsight.
Yeah. No, they were both obsessed with winning until their egos took over, and that was the whole problem with it.
But it never superseded Brady's ego to win. Brady was pissed that he wasn't getting the talent around him. He wanted people on the team. He wanted to stay here, and he wanted to win. Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft were unable to provide that for him in the end. That's why he left and won a Super Bowl elsewhere.
Well, no, it's because Belichick wanted to win his way. Brady wanted to win his way. That was where the difference was, right? Belichick wanted to win with defense first. Brady wanted to win, like, with offense first. He needed pieces around him. That's
those defenses the last several years. You thought those defenses were good, like the 2017 Patriots. The 2017 Patriots defense that allowed 40 points to Nick Foles in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, wasn't great. It wasn't great. But,
well, not even close to great.
Again,
not even historically bad.
That was when they beat McVay
the
year after.
The Chiefs put up 40 points, 30 points in the second half.
How about the Super Bowl?
Right.
What'd Tom do?
The Super Bowl.
Tom had a pass to Gronk to win the game.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, Bill Belichick's desire to win was not what it was. There was one person here, and it was Tom Brady, that was obsessed, right, that actually took less to win.
He was in his 40s. Bill was 70.
Did Bill Belichick ever take less to win?
Less money?
Yes.
We don't know that. Not reported.
Okay. So I think it'd be out there. Yeah. So Bill Belichick demanded to be the highest paid and demanded his players subjugate their egos for less, and Tom Brady, you cannot argue, did that.
Yeah, but it's different. It's apples and oranges.
Actions,
one falls under the cap.
Actions.
The other does not.
Words. Actions, words.
You want words from Paulie and Dedham?
Okay.
Okay. Paulie, hello. Good morning.
Hey, what's happening, guys? Curtis, it's unbelievable. You talk about people that are overly disciplined. You are like the leader of the pack in sports talk radio when it comes to that. You're one of the most impatient people on radio. But I love you, man. You're BC brethren. I love you, brother. You know that I do. You're a smart guy.
School certainly changed a lot.
Yeah. Let's hope we don't go all the route of Harvard, and I don't think we will. Danny seems to forget that the early teams were core Parcells guys, the teams that won those first three championships. Those are core Bill Parcells guys. He brought in, I listed them. I had to list them because I couldn't come all with them all at the top of my head, and I'm probably missing a couple. You got Willie McGinnis, Teddy Bruschi, Anthony Pleasant, Bobby Hamilton, Ted Johnson, the greatest, the single greatest inside linebacker in New England Patriot history, okay? Roman Pfeiffer, Ty Law, Lawyer Malloy, Otis Smith, and Drew Bledsoe. Come on, without that, without Parcells building that core and they're going from there, Belichick would not have been able to do what he did with just Tom Brady.
Good point, Paul. Good point. You think Parcells, when he gets inducted into the Patriots Hall, will bring that up, Curtis?
Yeah.
Will he make a little, take a little jab, like a final? Don't forget, the foundation was built by me.
I mean, but it's not the foundation. It's like the whole building.
Well, I mean,
Teddy Bruschi, perfect Patriot.
Was not Brady, of course.
It was Teddy Bruschi, Ty Law, Hall of Famer. I mean, the drafts that he had with the Patriots were Hall of Fame level.
What about Raymond Barry, who put him in the Super Bowl earlier than that?
He's the Barrys.
I mean, that really is the foundation. If we want to go back to it, squish the fish. 617-779-7937 to join the program. Kenny Curtis, almost wrap up our work here, but we'll have Scheim and Mego on for an hour five, just a 65-minute sprint to Red Sox baseball. No official word on Bregman and the IL, but he is getting an MRI. We'll know more later today. And the early lineup is a little lacking because you got Sogard at third, Toro at first, and your cleanup hitter is Carlos Narvaez, who is hot and Rookie of the Year candidate. So that's your Sox today. Doubleheader coming your way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, you're on EEI.
Ken, that is me, Bryce. I drive your truck. An honoring of Jared Monty, who passed away in 2006, was awarded the highest military honor, the Medal of Honor, in Afghanistan. And his dad joined, I believe it was the old Dennis and Callahan show, maybe Kirk and Callahan. I don't remember the exact iteration, but Jared Monty's father was remarkable. And this weekend we honor those that paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom. Every day I walk around Castle Island, there's a couple great remembrances of our troops. There's one for the Korean War and World War II. And I just always, you know, it's like I can never see, I guess I'm old and a guy, but I think it was Gillis who has a stand-up act. He's like, I don't know, but like all I do is when I'm exhausted is get drunk and watch World War II documentaries. I do that without half, but the amount of people that had never been out of their hometown of like Iowa or Massachusetts or wherever that were on these U-boats or on these, you know, part of this armada, the biggest armada in the history of military activity, and are shot dead by the Nazis storming the beaches of Normandy for people they'd never met, to save a country they had never visited, didn't know anything about. And how close we are to having that entire generation not be around.
Yeah.
And how massive and incalculable their sacrifice was in terms of the reordering of our world. And it's just a so this weekend, as you're having a nice time, hopefully the weather improves. But it is a weekend where we honor those that gave us this opportunity by giving their life for freedom.
One of the amazing things, seeing Joe Landry at the American Heritage Museum and the event we did for Veterans Day, I thought was Joe and some of the other WW2 guys that were there pausing to like honor the Vietnam vets and the Korean War vets and some of the younger guys that were there and talking about how little attention they have gotten and that they deserve compared to the WW2 guys.
Right.
Like in that moment, you know, to honor those, their guy's 100 years old and he's still like deferring to the new generation, which was awesome.
Yeah.
Very moving. But definitely echo those sentiments, remembering our fallen heroes.
And your dad, who served in Vietnam.
Yeah, obviously didn't die there, but You know, a lot of people who serve and continue to do so.
Right.
Now, do you consider Shime a fallen hero?
On Tuesday.
Okay. So, I mean, it's a short sacrifice, but he did so for the sake of the
You did so for our entertainment, so for that I will always be in your debt.
How are you feeling, Shime, as we get ready for the Shime and Mego Hour extravaganza?
I feel great, Ken. Everything's in the past. You know, we're moving forward. We hit rock bottom, and the only way to go is up. So we're going to climb back up.
Right. I think it was Plato who said, you don't hit rock bottom until you stop digging.
I think so. And so, Shime, does this inspire you to play less Pokemon and golf more, like hit the range this week? Or how has it motivated you going forward here?
Yeah, I think once we kind of dodge all this rain that has seemed to kind of clog up all of May so far, I think I will be I'll be out there swinging the clubs again quite frequently. Maybe won't put down the Pokemon. I still, you know, at nighttime you can't really play golf, Ken, so you need something to do. But during the day, I will definitely continue to swing those clubs and try and get better.
Here's what I suggest, Shime.
Okay.
I think you're going to go to Michigan. You're going to go on the Michigan tour and golf out there. I suggest you hit the range hard. You just put the work in, and we have a rematch end of the summer.
Ooh,
I want to see how far you've come.
Okay.
So the match part two in August or September.
Okay.
Yep, part two. So.
Although, I don't want to sully this, but if I'm Greg, what's in it for me? You're not going to be able to outdo five and four.
Greg can only go down from here.
Right.
Like, there's nothing, it can't get any better for him. That was as good as it gets on Tuesday.
Yeah, but if you're challenged, you have to accept the challenge. You can't, you know, you got to give a guy a rematch. That's, I think, only fair. Now, what's coming up on the show today? You and Mego, still a little Celtics fallout with the Pacers win last night, or are we going Pats? Where are we going today?
We're
going
to hit a lot of Patriots here. We're going to hit a little bit of Red Sox. Quick abbreviated program, thanks to the rainout last night for the Boston Red Sox. So it'll just be up till 12:05. We'll take you right up until the Mass Mutual pregame show right here on the Shaws and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network.
In general, Shime, you're a young guy. You've been through Entitled Town here in the 13 championships in this millennium. Are you glass half full or empty with the future going forward of the four sports teams? How are you feeling about the state of Boston sports?
It's funny. I think with half the teams, I'm very positive, and with half the teams, I'm very, very negative. When it comes to the future of the Bruins and the Red Sox, I am very speculative. I am half glass full, half glass empty. I don't see ways forward at the present moment. There's a lot of obstacles that these teams need to overcome. But when you look at the Celtics and Patriots, like, it's all half glass full for me. I mean, you know me. I'm a huge Drake May guy.
With
I'm
the
a
Celtics?
Massive Travion Henderson guy. Yeah. Like, next year may not be what you want, but that's because Tatum won't play. As soon as Tatum comes back, they become a legitimate title contender again, and they will figure out how to get right back into contention.
All right, well, more of that with Shime, more of the optimism of Chris Shime for at least two of the local.
And you can hear Shime and Mego Monday, 6 to 10, as the rest of the morning show is off on Memorial Day.
That's correct. Appreciate that. Shime working hard.
Love it. See you Tuesday, Shime.
See you Tuesday, Curtis. Enjoy the weekend.
All right, Curtis, you enjoy your Memorial Day weekend as well. We are at the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, presented by New England Ford Dealers and F-Series, America's best-selling truck for 48 years and the official truck of the Boston Red Sox. Shime and Mego are next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.